Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It'll be a busy weekend. We've got more protests planned, and not just here, but across the country. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson with you today. Who's in control of the National Guard? We had a ruling, then they hit pause, so we'll talk about that. The Marines are actually coming into LA now, and Santa Monica taking a hit to tourism, trying to get more people onto 3rd Street or just into town generally. But first, the raids, the protests, the court fights, the troops, downtown LA with the nightly curfews. And the National Guard, the president set them here, the governor sued, you know that. The governor won back control for a minute, but now there's a pause on that. And we're learning more about the work they're going to do as long as they're here. And now about the Marines that are actually coming, 200 being deployed. Let's get to our Craig Figner.
Yeah, there's been so much talk about the Marine deployment to Los Angeles. I haven't seen any Marines in Los Angeles yet, but it sounds like that will change today with 200 Marines deploying to Los Angeles. And it sounds like they're going to trade out jobs with what had been work being done by the National Guard. The National Guard had been deployed to protect the perimeter of federal buildings in Los Angeles, not only the federal building in Westwood, but the downtown Federal Detention Center and other locations. There was just a press conference here from Major General Scott Sherman, who talked about the deployment, the goal, the jobs. He says job one is protecting lives, property, and preserving peace.
Starting today, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines will focus on the protection of federal property and personnel and the functions that reside at those locations. The soldiers that were performing those duties will then transition to providing protection to federal law enforcement officers as they conduct their law enforcement functions. I would like to emphasize that the soldiers will not participate in law enforcement activities. Rather, they'll be focused on protecting federal law enforcement personnel.
And the soldiers that General Sherman there is talking about sounds like the National Guard, the federalized National Guard deployed here by President Trump. Yesterday, there was an order from a judge saying, can't do it, take them back. Then the Trump administration appealed that defeat. California had won briefly, but now that appeal set to be heard on Tuesday. So a final answer on the continued presence of National Guard troops in Los Angeles. That's not a settled question, maybe a final answer on Tuesday.
More protests this weekend. Before we get there, though, all across the country, the No King's Day protest to demonstrate against the ICE raids here, and also this military parade in Washington, D.C., celebrating the president's birthday. So thousands expected in downtown L.A. tomorrow morning for a thing at City Hall. Then there's other protests planned in Beverly Hills, in Culver City, Malibu, the library, Palisades Park in Santa Monica, West Hollywood, Anaheim. It's a long list. We talked to Democratic strategist Brad Bannon.
I think Trump's vainglorious military birthday bash and the protest in Los Angeles, including Senator Padilla's assault, are very indication that the Trump administration is completely out of control, trying to assume dictatorial powers. And that's what No Kings is all about.
Then there's Natalie Beisner, political commentator and spokesperson for the Walk Away campaign, as in walk away from the Democrats. She says all these protests against the president, they're not helping.
It feels like the Democrat Party is floundering and their entire identity is wrapped up in opposing Donald Trump. And I don't know, we're 10 years into this, I don't know how galvanizing that is. And if 2024 is any indication, it's not very galvanizing. I don't know, of course, I'm biased as a former Democrat, but I was a Democrat for a long time. I don't know what the Democrat Party is fighting for. I only know who they're fighting against.
She says if things get violent again, then that's going to get tied to the Dems. There's a mother in Huntington Park who says she was terrified when the ICE agent showed up outside her home yesterday morning. And the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, was with them. Sabrina Medina, who's pregnant and a U.S. citizen, tells KCAL News the agents were after her husband.
They kept on telling me, like, where's your husband? And I said, he's not here. They were like, where is he at? Stop hiding him. Like, I'm not hiding him. Like, he's not here.
She says they actually had the wrong name on the warrant, and that's not all.
They were laughing. They wanted to see a show, and, you know, that makes me feel very humiliated. You know, they're recording my kids. That's weird.
So the agents eventually left, but Medina says if her husband ends up getting deported, the whole family's probably just going to move to Mexico to be with him. Let's turn to the Port of L.A. now, get an update with all the back and forth recently over trade. Cargo numbers expected to go up slightly in the coming weeks, but they say for the rest of 2025, it's kind of a who knows. The executive director, Gene Soroka, telling the L.A. Harbor Commissioners, while ship arrivals may get back to normal, the tariff concerns still make things unpredictable, and the numbers are showing it.
For the month of May, the Port of Los Angeles saw a total of 17 canceled sailings that were otherwise scheduled to arrive here in Los Angeles. 17 canceled sailings equates to about 225,000 20-foot container units that did not call here. For the month of June, we're currently seeing an additional 10 canceled sailings.
And some of the dock workers say they're getting affected. They're feeling the slowdown. Fewer jobs available. Soroka says on some days, only half of them get the jobs and the other half have to go home. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to talk about Santa Monica and the new thing they're trying to get people onto the promenade again, where you can walk around with a drink.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go to Santa Monica and have some food and get some drinks and do some shopping. Yeah, they got the new entertainment zone rules kicking off today where you can take alcohol out onto the 3rd Street Promenade and walk around. They want to help the businesses there get some more foot traffic in. On my show, LA's Morning News, this morning, Elsa Ramon and I talked to the mayor of Santa Monica, Lana Negrete. Mayor, so just so we have everybody on the same page, it's not an everyday thing, right? I mean, it has boundaries. This isn't like Las Vegas.
Exactly. It is not an everyday thing. It is Friday to Sunday right now, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. That overlaps with
Well, for one, it's when places are open. It overlaps with security and police that are patrolling the area to keep it safe and make sure everyone's following the rules. And it is restricted to just the three blocks of the 3rd Street Promenade.
I know that Promenade area in Santa Monica in particular has been having problems with tourism. It's down. And that didn't help with COVID-19 and the shutdowns. Do you really think that opening up this entertainment zone is going to revitalize?
You know, I do. I am born and raised here. My dad, we own the Santa Monica Music Center. So back in the day in the 80s, I would be down on the promenade setting up live music stages with my dad because there was live music and entertainment. And it was activated and full of people, not just for the shopping, but it was always about what's going on in the outdoor area. We have beautiful weather. You know, we want to be a place where when someone has, you know, they're thinking about where they want to go on a 77 degree Saturday afternoon. You know, why do they choose us? Is it because of all the shopping that's there? We know retail has changed. People are looking for activity and excitement and something to do, entertainment. So this is what we can do as a city. We don't own the buildings, right? So we can activate the open spaces and make it more flexible for businesses to bring unique ideas and not just your basic run-of-the-mill shopping. We were not trying to compete with the large shopping malls. So bringing life to the promenade, and this is it. Our restaurants have been suffering, but more importantly, we have Arts Music Promenade. It's called AMP. That's going to be happening. So our promenade is just going to be more active now with more live music and art and pop-up events. And so what better than to be able to sit in an air deck, enjoy it with a glass of wine or your margarita from your local restaurant that's already licensed to sell on the promenade and enjoy that beautiful weather.
Let me ask you about that, though, because listen, you've heard all the security concerns. Will there be extra police, extra security? Because too many people go to Cabo Cantina for the 2-for-1 margs and they start double fisting walking around. Problems can happen.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't know that they're participating. So all the restaurants are and folks that are local licensed to sell have to apply to participate. Some, I think Cabo Cantina might have been one of the ones that said it financially may not be because of their pricing of their drinks a good idea because they want people to sit and order food. But for the folks that are participating, it gives them the opportunity to, you know, be a part of this lively outside. Some of them don't have outdoor sitting. But in terms of security, look, we've done multiple training sessions. We have made the bartenders that are participating also redo. I mean, they do this when they go to bartending school, but we had them go through a training on recognizing folks that have been overserved and overpoured and being very strict about stopping that. Nobody wants this to go away. Our security team is well-versed on what to look for. And yes, we are beefing up in our downtown area anyways. And we're going to do this overlap model where there's both security, public safety officers that are non-sworn and sworn officers. So I think we're set up for success. It's going to be about self-policing and hoping that, you know, like we say, don't ruin the fun for everybody.
That's the mayor of Santa Monica, Lana Negrete, the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all the dealerships at lacarguy.com. See you next time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.